This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, the North Korea update for you. Got a couple different stories. Renee actually is joining us from Anarchy After Dark here tonight. Ian and Johnston in the studio as normal on a Tuesday. And Renee, you're going to tell us about something about North Korea. What was it that you wanted to share? You don't have to do it right now, but what was it going to be?
Famine.
Oh.
They're preparing for another famine.
Yikes. All right, so we can talk about that. Plus, North Koreans are relying on smuggled cell phones to connect to the outside world. But first, we'll continue on Johnson's topic of creepiness and how to avoid being creepy, but yet, you know, still express your interest in someone. That's kind of what we've been discussing throughout the first hour. In fact, Alex is on the line in Florida via Skype. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live to start up hour number two. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. What's your favorite position?
Well, I wouldn't know about that yet.
to dump your call. I'm sorry about that, dude.
We're not too far.
We're not doing any.
Good job, Johnson. Way to ruin it.
You can call back another night.
There are circumstances where you can say that word on the radio, just not that circumstance. Let's just say I don't think he was talking about a kitty cat
right.
In that particular circumstance. I apologize about that, Alex. We kind of got what you meant. You didn't have to go so far into the detail.
Thank the FCC. There.
Yeah. Maybe call another night and then express yourself at that time. I apologize.
Appropriately, the next topic in the article is about honoring boundaries.
All right. All right. Where's this story coming from again, Johnson?
MakeSexEasy.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from a psychologist, Dr. Charlie Glickman, PhD. So the next section here about honoring boundaries is one of the exercises Charlie does with his somatic coaching clients is an exploration in boundaries. I take one of their hands in both of mine, and I ask them to tell me to take my hands off of them. I remove my hands, and I ask them to tell me to put them back. It sounds like a simple exercise, but there's a lot of deep information there. For example, there are big differences between take your hands off, please take your hands off, I want you to take your hands off, I'd like you to take your hands off, I'm ready to take your hands off.
If you're interested, I'd like you to take your hands off.
I don't think you need to ask the consent
right.
At that point. I don't consider the exact phrase someone uses to be diagnostic, but it can be part of a larger pattern. And I've had plenty of folks report that it was new for them to tell someone to stop touching them and to have it be honored. One woman burst into tears because I was literally the first man to stop touching her when she said,
"Oh my God,"
without requiring explanation or justification or repetition. This seems like a sad commentary
wow.
on how we badly do as a culture when it comes to honoring boundaries, and it's no wonder that so many people have to deal with creepy interactions.
Mm.
There are clearly some gendered trends in this. Cisgender men are taught, and for anyone who doesn't know what that means someone.
That's straight,
who,
right?
No, it's someone who acts like they're given birthright gender. So if you were born male and you act male, then you are a cisgendered man.
Oh, okay.
If you are born male and you act effeminate, you would not be cisgendered.
You would be transgendered.
Not quite.
No.
Not necessarily. There's a whole spectrum. Anyway, cisgender men are taught that the way to approach someone or push their boundaries is to approach someone or push their boundaries until they're getting told to stop. When that meets the way that cis women are taught to not say no or are threatened with verbal and or physical threats of violence when they do, we have a recipe for consent violations. But I see this happen in every gender combination there is. It can be harder to recognize creepiness when it comes from a woman, especially when it's directed at a man. If you aren't sure about it, imagine the interaction took place with a man acting in the same way towards a woman. If that feels creepy to you, then ask yourself whether it feels creepy in other gender combinations. And if not, why is that? Having said all that, it takes a lot of practice to be able to hear someone's boundaries and not take it as a rejection. It takes practice to not try to talk to them out of the, to not try to talk them out of their no. It takes practice to not go into a shame spiral. Ideally, these are things we learn as kids, but most parents either don't know how to do it or they don't think it's important. After all, if you want to teach your kids to respect a no, then you have to model it by respecting their no, and it seems to be a deal breaker for a lot of parents. As a non-parent, it's easy for me to say this, but I work with a lot of my clients to help them learn these skills, and I see how much harder it is to do as an adult. In much the same way that learning a language is usually more difficult for adults than for kids. That's why I emphasize saying thank you when someone sets a boundary. It makes it a bit easier to get over the learning curve. Hmm. Be mindful of the context. One of the most important things you can do to avoid being creepy is to be aware of the ways the different situations affect what level of physical or emotional communication is appropriate. For example, the boundaries are different in work situations than they are at a party. They're different when you move from one community to another. They're different in various gender combinations. They're different in sex-positive spaces, etc. It can be different. It can be difficult, though, because you might see a level of flirting or physical contact in some spaces and think that it's okay to engage like that. But it's much more likely that those interactions are between people who know each other rather than something that just anyone can do. Those communities have a higher threshold for what kinds of behavior are allowed, but that doesn't change the importance of consent and asking first. Learn to read the energy. While the invitation formula is really helpful for a lot of people, you still need to be able to read the nonverbal cues and offer an
invitation. That's the tricky part, right?
Yep, and offer an invitation that fits the situation. That takes practice, and it's much easier to do with a coach than on your own or with a partner. And this guy goes into
talk. And you can hire me to be your coach for $60 an hour.
I'm not going
to
talk about that, so I'm going to just stop talking here, but I think that that's you know, I think that the points that he gave out.
I think there's some good information in there. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
If you want to share your experience with us here at 855-453, because everybody learns the hard way, usually. With this
Tell us all about your experiences.
855-450.
That's appropriate. If you'd like to tell us about your experience, we'd be excited to hear them.
And you can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Brian. You can also bring up anything you want. Brian, you're in Virginia, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I called in because of the fact that I have been through what Ian has gone through. I had run an alternative media website, USWGO Alternative News. In around 2012, I was framed with a computer crime, and I was railroaded into a wrongful conviction for a crime I didn't commit.
Okay. Did you want to tell us more about that?
Yes, that'd be great. Pretty much it all started when I went to the town council of Mayodan, and I gave a petition to State Senator Philip Edward Berger, the president pro tempore of the North Carolina Senate. It was the Nullify NDA petition. Now, I had tried to get him to support the Constitution, including a right to a trial, a right to a jury, a right to have an attorney, and he just didn't want to support the petition or constitutional rights. So I had written articles about that, and then a few months later, after I received a computer virus that ran in the task manager, the Mayodan police showed up at my door and said, "You're being investigated for possession and distribution of child pornography," and I went into shock. And so I knew I was innocent. I knew I was set up. So I tried to tell them about the virus, and they would not take it.
So the police came to your door. You believe that someone set you up because you challenged a politician. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Brian, if you want to tell us a little bit more about your story, you can hang on. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How do you prove you didn't have the alleged child pornography? It is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is famine coming back to North Korea? Renee will tell us about that here in moments. Also, if you are getting online, you should protect yourself And one of the ways you can do that is with a virtual private network. ProXPN is what we recommend here. They can give you your privacy back. They encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. And they offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and they have Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and Bitcoin, and if you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So go to proxpn.com and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. We've got Brian on the line in Virginia. He says that a while back he was criticizing a local politician in Mayodan, North Carolina, and that somehow you allege that someone put a virus on your computer, and then the police showed up at your door claiming they were investigating you for possession of child pornography. Does that pretty much catch us up on your story so far, Brian?
Yes, and the virus is, I believe, Win32MullyVampire.a.
Okay, and you believe that that virus downloaded child pornography to your computer?
I believe so, sir, yes.
Okay. And so what happened? Did they arrest you right then? Did they take your computer parts into custody?
They took the computers, and I was being threatened by the police to falsely confess, but they did not arrest me until 15 months later, and it was by Department of Homeland Security special agent.
Did you say 15 months or 50?
15 months.
15 months. Okay. And then what happened?
I was arrested by the agent, Brian Dexter. They were even questioning why they were arresting me. They thought it was a little funny, as they knew I had autism and obsessive-compulsive disorder. So I was taken to the jail. I was not allowed to see my discovery from the public defender. I later on got to see the discovery after I was convicted, and I found out the child porn was downloading for 11 months. While it was in the custody of law enforcement.
Now, how did you get convicted? Did you take a plea deal?
Yeah, a plea deal.
What was your plea deal?
The plea deal was time served, and
how much time did you serve?
11 months in jail.
Wow. All right. And then you ended up with what, was it a felony conviction?
Yep, a felony and sex offender registration.
That's terrible.
When did this occur?
It was around July 2012 to August 2012.
July 2012 is when the Vampire A virus, the Win32 Mully Vampire A virus, was first released.
What is that?
That's right.
It's a virus that downloads other malware from the internet, according to virusradar.com.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that, Brian, and you know it can happen to absolutely anyone. You believe that you were targeted due to your political beliefs, you know, there's no way to prove that it wasn't. You know, how do you prove this kind of thing? I mean, you took the plea because you're probably afraid to go to trial and face, what, years in prison? I mean, what was the maximum penalty you were facing?
Well, I wanted to take it to trial, but my public defender had nothing. My whole family had to convince me to take the guilty plea, and after that I took the guilty plea.
It's terrible. And what has that done to your life since then?
Well, my life has improved because I was able to at least get out of jail. I was able to get access to legal resources, access to my computer again. I was able to start building up a case for my actual innocence.
But it doesn't matter now because you've got that guilty plea on your record. It's not like that can get turned around, right? Or can you somehow annul that later on?
Actually, if I could prove actual innocence in a trial or if I take it back to a trial, I can actually nullify that guilty plea.
How can you take it back to a trial? I mean, that's over and done with. You took a plea deal. You don't get to go back to a trial.
Upon newly discovered evidence through the writ of habeas corpus.
Huh, okay. I wish you the best of luck with that, Brian. Thanks for calling to share. It's a terrible story, and you know, like you pointed out, it can happen to absolutely anybody. Thank you for the call. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
That's a condition that's real hard to not be creepy with, too. Autism and Asperger's, and anywhere on the autism spectrum, because they're, you know, there's a whole... spectrum of
autism being someone who's not necessarily good at interacting with
right,
people,
because they don't process information the same way that, you know, a normal, if we're going to use the word normal as in normalized as in the majority of the population, they don't process information in the same way, you know, they can come across as being off sometimes.
Right. And that's got to be a constant lifelong struggle for people like that.
Imagine so.
If you want to share your experience, you can do that here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can also talk about the latest from North Korea, and we'll do that. But since we're talking about people in prison, let's talk briefly about Ross Ulbricht. He is the man who's been sentenced to life in prison for running the Silk Road, which is an underground drug marketplace, the first of its kind, actually, back in 2011, 2012, 2013. He was arrested in 2013 by the FBI. And Roger Ver wrote him a letter this week. Roger Ver is a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. He's been a former advertiser on the show. He's a Bitcoin evangelist. In fact, he's more commonly known as Bitcoin Jesus. And he wrote Ross a letter this week for Ross's birthday, because Ross turned 32 2 days ago. And he writes the following. Hello, Ross. I don't think I'm very good at writing letters, so I'll just tell you what I think. Mostly, I just want you to know that the world has not forgotten you or the ideas you helped to spread. In fact, I suspect you'll go down in history in a similar spot to Harriet Tubman for helping slaves escape their slave masters. By creating the Silk Road, you have helped millions of peaceful drug users escape their violent oppressors in the form of the police, DEA, FBI, and judges who lock peaceful people in prison like yourself. Many people today and everyone in the future will view them the same way that we view slave owners of the past. In Harriet Tubman's day, only a small percentage of the population identified themselves as abolitionists, but in time, their ideas spread. Today, everyone is an abolitionist, even to the point where it's so common an idea that many people aren't even aware that there was a special word for it. Likewise, today, voluntarists are only a small minority of the population. Those are people like us who believe in consensual interactions between human beings. But our numbers are spreading quickly as people around the world realize that the use of violence against peaceful people isn't an acceptable way to organize society. In the future, I suspect everyone will be a voluntarist to the point where most people won't even realize that there was another option. I only hope that that day will come sooner rather than later, and that the world will unite to show you the gratitude you deserve for helping spread these ideas. As someone who has done a comparatively small amount of time in federal prison myself, I want you to know that even though you're cut off from nearly everyone and everything you know in the outside world, you're not forgotten, and many of us are working toward your release, along with every other nonviolent drug offender. If you want to write to Ross, you can get his address over at freeross.org. We'll continue with your thoughts. You're welcome. Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
Also, we were going to talk about North Korea, because it's a fascinating place.
Oh, boy.
Horrifying kind of way. It's a scary place. There was a story recently about the American college student who's been sentenced to 15 years in hard labor camp mm-hmm. because he took a political sign from the hotel that he was staying in. I haven't heard any updates on that particular case, but Renee, you've got a story saying that maybe famine is going to be coming back, and I saw this headline over at Drudge Report today, so it's definitely making the news that famine may be returning to North Korea. Where's this story coming from?
I found it because it was trending on Facebook, which I think is interesting that people are continuing to talk about North Korea. It has been trending on Facebook pretty frequently recently, which I think is a good thing, but never mind that. I've got an article here from USNews.com titled, North Korea Tells Its People to Prepare for Famine.
It's like the 90s all over again.
Kim Jong could barely use a little famine. Do you think he'll be part of the famine?
No,
I don't.
No, he'll be
far fed. Oh, absolutely not.
He'll be eating the bulgogi every day.
Yeah.
The political ruling party always does well under communism. It's just the rest of the people that starve.
Right. Now, let's see here. State-run newspaper Rodong Sinmun published an editorial Monday telling the people of North Korea that food shortages and economic hardship are on the horizon.
Time and blame the United States.
Yes, of course. The news comes less than a month after the UN handed down harsh sanctions for North Korea continuing its nuclear and missile programs. The sanctions targeted at the nation's elite and their assets prohibit certain luxury items and ban exports of resources being used to finance the country's weapons pursuits. As a result of this struggle, the editorial says, we may have to go on an arduous march, during which we will have to chew at the roots of plants once again, invoking a metaphor used by North Korean leadership for the four-year famine in the country beginning in 1994, during approximately 3 million people died.
Yeah. By the way, we had the folks from Link, which is the Liberty in North Korea. They came up. Actually, you set this up, Renee, a couple of years ago.
I did.
They came here to Keene. They gave a presentation on the Jangdang generation, which stands for the black market generation,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And this is the people who were born kind of during the famine, right? The people who were growing up and or born during that time frame in the 1990s.
Yes.
Where they, you know, the people of North Korea had always been trained to believe the government was going to take care of them, that dear leader was out there looking out for them. And it was the starvation that happened in the 90s that kind of brought it home, the idea that, hey, the government isn't doing a very good job of taking care of you. You're starving, so something else needs to happen here in order to feed your families. And it was then that people started to kind of take responsibility for themselves, and the black market sprung into effect to where people were able to get fed, not through government channels, but through illegal black market channels.
Is that one guy who's trying to send balloons over into North Korea? There's that one guy, right?
There's a few guys doing that, I understand. There's a group of South Korean, many people who've escaped from North Korea who try to send balloons with, like, information or flash drives or maybe even some food. I'm not sure what all.
It's been getting pretty heavy along the DMZ. I know recently there was an article coming out of South Korea saying that some group, either the same group or a similar group of South Korean activists, put up a giant stereo and blasted K-pop into North Korea, and I thought that was just rich.
Every time I hear the word Jangmadang, I think of that one Skrillex song, the Bangarang song. Like, I don't know why. I don't know.
Jangmadang.
All right, so
am I supposed to continue here?
Yeah, tell me more.
Okay. The road to revolution is long and arduous.
This is the press release from the North Koreans.
Yes.
Okay.
It continued calling.
Yes, the revolution is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. We just need to go through another phase of starvation.
Yes.
First.
It continued calling for renewed support for Kim Jong-un in the form of a 70-day campaign of loyalty that involves each already struggling residents of Pyongyang donating 2 pounds of rice per month to the state warehouses. So, no, they're not going to starve. Got it. Farmers are also being forced to donate portions of their crops to the military.
I don't think it's a donation when it's not voluntary.
You'd think it also wouldn't be so hard for them, considering like one of the most famous dishes out of Korea is kimchi, which is just fermented cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like a hard thing you'd think to produce. You know?
Well, when the government's stepping on your toes, everything's hard.
Yeah.
You don't own your own land, right? Like you're tilling the government's land at their insistence.
For dear leader.
Right.
Right. So to finish up here, as of February, the Telegraph reports North Korea has received 17,600 tons of food aid from other countries. It has requested 440,000 tons. North Korea often distributes propaganda through its government-controlled media, portraying the administration in a positive light. In the past, headlines have also included the discovery of a unicorn lair and something about alleged curing of AIDS and Ebola.
Right, the dear leader has
it'd be an easy way to just float over balloons with candy bars with a note attached, why can't your God create food?
Well, he can. He can do anything.
But apparently he can't. Why are they still having famine?
He just needs it all for himself.
Okay.
He's got to take care of himself first.
They need to send over copies of the interview.
Why can't your God create enough food? Here's a candy bar. We have food for you. You know, like.
Yeah. It's terrible what is happening over there, and the fact that, you know, they're saying that essentially what the press release said was that it was the sanctions on the wealthy. So the UN apparently put sanctions on luxury items. So it's not that the UN has prohibited food from coming into North Korea. The UN is prohibiting items that the wealthy aristocrat types, the people who are in the party positions, you know, you can't have a yacht. now because of these sanctions or whatever. I don't know exactly what.
So they're responding by starving.
They're saying, yes, now because of these sanctions from the UN, you need to give us more of your rice. You need to give us more of your food. Right. And so they're basically starving people as a result of that. What do you think about that, Renee?
I think that's terrible, and I wish the North Korean regime would just end.
Actually, I think it might be a good thing if they rise up.
Well,
it's hard to rise up when you're starving, I guess. You know, it's pretty easy.
But guess who produces the food?
The people.
It's very easy for them to rise up. Just stop giving the food away.
Well, keep in mind, they have no concept of any other government structure. They have no concept of rebellion.
Well,
really?
You know, some of them do, but you can't openly talk about it.
Right.
Right, but I mean, it's not. They're only taught what they know in the schools, which are state-run, which...
And they teach about unicorns.
Right.
The Great Satan.
Right. There was this one North Korean documentary, I forget who put it out, but they were asking North Korean people for a word for, I think, liberty, and they couldn't
produce... They don't have it.
What, right. Right.
Right. Basically, to them, everything is about the dear leader, and everything is their whole culture is circled around Kim Jong-un and his father and grandfather.
I know. There's this whole wacky pseudoscience BS nonsense theory that I've seen floating around the internet that if there's not a word for it in the language, then it doesn't exist. And that's why human beings didn't see the color blue at one point, because they didn't have a word for it.
That's silly.
Yeah, you know. And there was an Indian chief when the Europeans first appeared in America. He couldn't see the ship because they didn't have a word for it in their language. So he couldn't see it for like an hour. He had to stare.
If you want to share your thoughts on North Korea, there's more to say, especially given that there's news coming out about the cell phone situation there and how that's helping people. So we'll give you a little positive news about North Korea. But, you know, this is definitely not good. Starvation, obviously a bad thing. But as far as uprisings are concerned, yeah, Johnson, you can not give the food over to the North Korean troops when they come take it. But what do you think they're going to do to you then?
I don't know. It would be like
they're going to take you to a prison camp.
Be creepy like a cartoon where they stare at the person until the person turns into a ham.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I guess you could always cook the troops.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited here if you want to join us. We're talking North Korea, the land of the bizarre, and apparently the maybe starving soon land of North Korea. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, you're a little 3 years too late, but that's okay. It's never too late to see Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree because it's for free. And
almost 4 years.
Yeah, 3.5.
Oh, jeez.
At this point. It's going to be 4 years.
The first thing I did when I came to him.
What, watch the movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In theaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like, I arrived to Keen, it's like, this was going on. I'm like, cool.
Awesome. That's a cool way to welcome yourself to Keen. And Derek J, speaking of Derek J, he's coming back this week. He's actually going to be in New Hampshire. He's going to be back in the Shire. He's his boyfriend and he have completed their journey to South America. They've
done the full Montevideo.
That's right.
The full Montevideo.
They went there and they went to a few other places in South America throughout the wintertime here where it was summertime there. And now they're here in the Shire. And they're going to be, I think, living out on the seacoast. But we're going to be seeing them here in Keene for a day or two, I think, sometime this week. And that'll be cool. Because the hosts of Cop Block Radio, which Derek is a host of, are coming up to visit here in Keene this week. So Cop Block Radio, which normally airs on LRN.FM on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, is going to be broadcast live from the LRN.FM studios this week. So it's going to be a cool week for visitors and folks here in the Keene area of New Hampshire. And of course, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, you can watch that for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's a free, full, hour-and-a-half-long, feature-length movie. And it's a year of civil disobedience and some of the exciting activism that happened here when Derek made his first move to New Hampshire back, I believe, in 2011. So.
It is also free on YouTube.
That's right.
I think it's good, though, that they're moving out to the seacoast because Derek and Steven definitely seem like they would be out there into seamen.
Out on the seacoast.
Yes, they will.
Boat and go sailing.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun for him. So I'm looking forward to seeing Derek. It's been a few months, and he's always fun to have on. Maybe we'll get him on the show as well. You can go and check it out, victimlesscrimespree.com. More about North Korea. Renee says that there's possible starvation, famine could be coming here. There's a press release from the North Korean government basically saying that people are going to have to be what were the words that they used? Like chewing
at the roots of plants once again.
That's, no more noodle.
There, did you see the picture of the guy who's eating grass in North Korea?
Probably.
Apparently, it's not an uncommon thing for hungry people to eat grass.
Yeah,
and
I know this is possible. And I've seen videos of that happening in, I think, South Africa and Africa.
Yeah.
Very common.
Pretty bad situation. We'll continue here. Darius is on the line listening in Toronto. Darius, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome.
Ian, great to hear you back on again.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you maybe kind of like a philosophical question regarding libertarianism and conflict resolution. Let's say you have two parties and they're unable to resolve a problem amicably, right? What would be the next step after that?
Are you talking about in like a world without the government?
Yes, correct.
So if you've got two parties and they can't resolve a conflict, I think the first question you'd have to ask is, do the parties have an agreement between them? So if there is an agreement, meaning that there was some sort of contract, then obviously you'd want to go by what the contract says. And if they're disagreeing on the terms of that contract, then you'd want to have an arbiter, someone who is a disinterested third party, someone who's not on one side or the other, be able to look at the terms of that contract and come to a determination of who's right and who's wrong. If there is no contract in the circumstance, let's just say two neighbors or strangers or whatever that have some sort of conflict, then, again, you would want to have some sort of third party, an arbitrator of some sort, that both parties would agree on, in theory. And that's one of the reasons why contracts are helpful, because the contract can actually specify who the arbiter is. Because picking an arbitrator between two disagreeing parties can be a challenging thing to do, especially if, one party says, well, I don't trust this guy, or the other party doesn't trust the arbiter. So both parties would agree on an arbitration provider, and then they would agree to submit to the decision of that arbitration provider. And this is sort of basic contract resolution without the state.
What brought the start up for me was a few days ago, I think someone called in regarding the FCC and building a radio transmitter on the property. And one of the callers said, hey, if you build that and if it interferes with my radio transmission, I'm going to come on your property and chop it down. And that's what brought up this idea for me. And I started thinking, okay, so if these two guys did not have a contract beforehand, so that's a stipulation right there. So they don't have a contract, and the neighbor comes over and they couldn't resolve the problem. So you would have to defer to an authority. Now, who would ascribe the third party, I guess, arbitrator, the authority? Would it have to come from the original first two parties, or?
If there's a disagreement. So this whole scenario presumes that both parties are interested in retaining their reputation. So in this theoretical world that we're talking about, where there is no central authority, where there is no state like we know of it today, presumably, most people would be interested in protecting their reputation. If you're dealing with somebody who doesn't care about their reputation, then you are essentially talking about an outlaw, someone who doesn't give a damn about what happens to them, who is willing to go and violate somebody else's property rights. If someone like that isn't willing to submit to arbitration, then they're sort of outside of society, and they might not... If they show up on somebody else's property with the intention of cutting an antenna wire or destroying some property, they may end up getting shot. So, there's some risks involved in not protecting your reputation. So presuming people want to protect their reputation, they have the incentive to go to arbitration. And if they don't go to arbitration, then in theory a decision could be made against their reputation without their input. So hopefully both parties would be interested in coming to the table to have the discussion about whatever the issue was. And if both parties could not agree on the arbitrator, they could each pick an arbitrator, and then the two arbitrators could agree on an arbitrator.
Mediate that, right? And would you think it'd be beneficial if the arbitrators were members of the community, like close members of the community?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think your arbitrator would want to be trusted. They'd want to be somebody who has the highest of reputations. You wouldn't want to hire an arbitrator who people didn't think was fair or was known to have been biased towards one particular group or another. So arbitrators would be competing based on their effectiveness and based on their fairness of their decisions. Unlike judges today, where you just get what you get, and if you get a corrupt judge, well, you got a corrupt judge, and that's what you get. You don't get to pick them.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, I just want to bounce that off you guys. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, well, I'd recommend for further research, because this is a pretty deep topic, and we've really just glossed over the top of it here.
Yeah.
I would recommend for further research and study on this, there's a great book called The Market for Liberty. It is from the 70s, actually, and it was really ahead of its time. It was written by Morris and Linda Tannehill, and actually nobody knows what happened to the Tannehills. They've, disappeared from the earth. And anyway, it's a great book, well ahead of its time, and they spend a lot of few of their chapters talking about market protection services, like how the police would work without a centralized government authority, and how justice would work without a centralized one-size-fits-all court system.
Yeah, I just saw on YouTube the other day the gentleman from Cop Block was going around with threat protection, I think, or threat something with Mr. Brown. And they're a private security company in Detroit. And what they do is that they, not that they enforce the law, they enforce their presence, if that kind of makes sense. They just have a presence in the neighborhood. And just based on that presence, crime has actually diminished within
yes.
the areas in which they work. And the law enforcement, the police departments actually love them, to the extent that it makes their job easier and it makes
right.
them look good, makes their numbers look good.
I don't think it makes the police look good, but I get what you're saying.
Their numbers.
Right, the safety is up.
In their own eyes.
Right, the safety in those areas where you're talking about Threat Defense Center. It's, I believe,
yeah.
TDC, Threat
yeah.
Defense Center. And, Pete Ayer and Garrett Ian actually went from Cop Block, and they went and they toured the Threat Defense Center facilities. I think it was a few years ago, probably like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And great, really informative
videos. I think
Cell
411 is going to take this to the next level.
I think so, too. Darius, thanks for the call tonight.
Thank
I appreciate
really.
It. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk a little more about Cell 411. Because that deserves further explanation
sure.
as to why that's important. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us. Plus, North Koreans, speaking of cell 411, they're using cell phones over there. But Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.